AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Joining us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line is Janine McKenna, Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, as we talk about a pretty important deadline for a big holiday community activity.
One of the big events annually here in our fair city, and that's the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade, which is just a little over, a couple of weeks away. Janine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing wonderful. I hope you guys are as well.
We are. And it sounds like folks that haven't made the plans to be part of the Christmas Parade coming up really need to finalize those plans in the next few hours.
They do. Today is the deadline to get your parade entry form into us. They are coming in great, especially, you know, this last week, and we're really excited about it. We've got a great lineup. We're hoping to get a few more in, and think it's just going to be a fabulous parade. This year's theme is Gnome for the Holidays.
Gnome for the holidays.
Nice. Gnome for the holidays.
Nice touch there. And I'll be getting our entry in today, Janine. Of course, there I am waiting until the last minute again.
That's all right.
Evening Christmas.
That's why we're talking to you today, Ron. That last minute of, you know, we're all human and we do that. We set it out. We know we're going to get that form in, and then it sits there. So I just want to do that last little push of a reminder for everyone.
Well,
not just you, everyone.
And and it is really an easy thing to accomplish. So tell us the routes we can take to get our entry in, Janine.
You can stop by our office, 719 Commercial Street. We are in the Trussler Business Center. We have some forms printed off, and right there you can fill a form out and hand it over to us. You can go to our website, EmporiaKSChamber.org, go to the Get Involved tab, and right under Events and Programs, the first thing says Christmas Parade, and you click on that, and that will take you to the entry form, and you can fill it out right there as well.
Awesome. So, obviously, the parade is going to be the lead focus coming up here, but there's always some really fun stuff for the community to enjoy and kind of get into the Christmas spirit leading up to it. It's like the 30 to 60 minutes before the parade actually launches.
Yes. Starting at 6:10 in the evening, we have some welcome music. I'm trying to pull up here to see who all we have with that, but we do have some welcome music. Then we have an invocation, some more music, our Christmas message itself, and then we do the dedication and lighting ceremony of the official Christmas tree, and that's pretty darned exciting within itself. Our mayor, we will be asking our mayor to do that, and of course, all of that is emceed by our very own Ron Thomas, and we thank him for always being a part of that. We have Pastor Paul from the First Church of the Nazarene is going to be giving our invocation and our benediction that evening as well.
Will it be the Sarah Bays-led high school group doing the Christmas caroling again, Janine?
I am assuming that, okay. But I was just looking at the email from our volunteer that's in charge of that and said the dedication is good to go and gave me those names but did not give me But, you know, I know every year that I contacted Sarah, she was like, yep, we're planning on it. We're going to be there. So I'm planning on it, yes.
Well, so am I then.
Outstanding.
Unless I get a text or a phone call while we're talking, I don't know.
Well, this is a wonderful event for the community. Always well attended. Downtown is absolutely packed, and we're hoping for some good weather for the parade activities this year. And of course, you know, Santa makes an appearance too, right?
Santa does, and we have contacted him. We have confirmed and verified that he will be here. And, you know, we're so thankful because Santa says every year, I know that it's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving that I am coming to Emporia, Kansas. I would never miss your wonderful parade that you have. So we're very fortunate. Santa loves coming to Emporia and being a part of this event.
Well, and I know, Janine, you have a parade committee that works very hard because we have a lot of participation in this event, a lot of people with parade entries, and to keep everybody in line, in order, and then judging, too, is a part of this, correct?
It is. Not every float is judged, but We do have different categories. We have the business category, we have the nonprofit organization category, and then we also have the religious category. And we do have judges each year that go out, obviously, ahead of parade time, drive around, take a look, judge those floats. It's a very quick process because, you know, the floats don't start lining up until just a little over an hour before the parade. So those judges have to get around, see every float, judge them, add up their points, you know, the scoring system, and then let you and I know before the parade begins at 7 p.m. who those winners are. So we've got the judges in place, and they are very, very excited. It was funny. I was in a different meeting and was talking about the parade and the theme, and they immediately said, oh, I was a judge, you know, several years back. Do you need judges? I want to be a judge. I said, done.
You're hired.
Awesome.
That's right, you're hired.
Well, boy, great stuff to be coming up here. So remind us here, Janine, how you can get your float in if you're still planning on that here today, and then the event schedule coming in here for parade night.
Sure. So you can sign up for the Christmas parade, get your float entry by coming by our office, 719 Commercial Street, that is in the Tressler Business Center. We are open today till 5 o'clock, so we are here today. And you can go online to EmporiaKSChamber.org, go to the Get Involved tab, and right there you'll see events and the Christmas parade, and you can sign up online. If those two options, give us a call. And we'll be happy to help you get that filled out as well. So no matter what, let us know. We'll do what we can to help you get those parade entry forms for that evening. This is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. That is the 28th of November. Starting at just after 6 o'clock, 6:10, we will have beautiful music downtown right in front of the Tressler Business Center, 719 Commercial again. This will be our lighting and dedication ceremony, so beautiful music, a Christmas message, and then at 7 o'clock, our Christmas parade begins. It's from 4th Avenue down to 12th Avenue, all along Commercial Street, so we hope we can pack the streets and everybody can come down and just kick off the holiday season.
All right, that is November the 28th. That's a big day because I believe that, too, is the Match Day check presentation day earlier.
So.
Yes.
A lot of positive vibes around town.
It is.
You know, that day. And speaking of positive vibes, before we let you go, Janine, if we could change topics for just a moment and talk about, you know, child care and the work that you've been doing, Fast and Furious, on some grant writing and, I guess, more importantly, grant receiving. You've had a couple of good pieces of news, haven't you?
We have had some wonderful news this month, and it's not all the work I'm doing. It's the work of many. Erica Martin, who is a professor at Emporia State University, has been our grant writer, volunteering her time. And that, as everyone knows, grant writing's not an easy job, and she's just done a wonderful job for us. We have Nancy Robinson, who is with Flint Hills Technical College in their early child care program. Of course, Michelle Margeson, our director of Ignite Emporia, myself, and many others sporadic throughout helping us writing those grants. We're just really thrilled and excited to be moving forward. We received our first grant, which is for operations for just over $551,000. And then our second grant, which will allow us to purchase the Maynard building and start construction. It's actually going to be about five phases before we're able to complete it all, to open it up into a 24/7 child care facility. And really, that's the key, the thing that stands what we're doing apart from the wonderful facilities we currently have operating, is we're going to be filling a niche and a need that is currently not being filled, and that's for those workers who are working those second and third shifts. So that's really why we got into this. Of course, there's still a need for those day shifts as well, but we're trying to fit a niche and a need that's currently not being filled. So we're excited about that. So you know, this month and into the year to come, there's going to be a lot happening.
So what was the size of grant number two?
It was $1.7 million. Yeah. So we just have over $2 million worth of grants that we received this month. Pretty exciting.
Very exciting. And it sounds, too, like you may well be hearing about maybe some other grants coming, I would say, relatively soon.
We are hoping so. We were working on another grant with Child Care Aware, and we continue to work with them. We feel very, very positive that that is going to come to fruition here very quickly. And that grant is to go back to our local facilities to help them expand their capacity to take a look at it. So it will not go to our Maynard project, the Little Lions, but this will go back to some of our current facilities. I wish I could say it was a huge six-digit amount, but it's still a very nice amount that we'll be able to put back into our community.
Well, making progress, much needed, indeed. So keep moving forward, and I know that you're constantly working on grant avenues, and we'll continue to push forward with this very important project at Maynard. Well, Janine, I know we'll have you back on prior to parade night coming up on the 28th, and don't forget that we will be providing live video streaming coverage of the parade on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com and also ValueNet Channel 3 here locally with myself and Janine. I don't know how many years we've been doing this together, Janine. We go way back.
23.
Wow. There you go.
But who's counting, Ron? Who's counting?
I'm glad you were there for me, Janine. It's my safety net.
Well, it's easy. I started in 2000, so it's easy for me to remember that one.
Well, it's always a lot of fun. Parade is just a very good night. Well, Janine, thanks for your time as always. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, you guys. I truly appreciate all that you do, and we look forward to working with you.
All right. Thanks, Janine.
Thanks, Janine.
All right. Take care.
Janine McKenna, President and CEO, Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, the Christmas Parade coming up Tuesday night, November the 28th, Chuck.
All right. Did want to let you know, we've been talking about how full the 7 o'clock hour is next week.
Yes, you have been talking about
the
that.
The 8 o'clock hour is, at least for the 8:20 spots, and a couple of the 8:40s is pretty well full, too. Looking at Monday, we've got Blumhouse Director Clara Korn talking about National Runaway Prevention Month at 8:20. We have the monthly Tech Talk on Tuesday. City Manager Trey Cocking with an update on the East 12th Avenue Water Tower on Wednesday. And Newman Regional Health Administrators discussing rural health care on Thursday. That's all in the 8:20 spot. So we only have one, and actually we've got Phil Taunton to take the Friday spot at 8:20 for his monthly view. So we have those all taken care of. Now we're looking at filling some of the 8:40s because we got a couple of events and activities that we want highlighted, and we have a couple of those slots already claimed as well. So next week's schedule, virtually full. If you want to get in for that 8:20 spot, you better look ahead to the week of the 20th, Thanksgiving week, and we have a couple of interview slots that are available before the holiday. So let us know, 620-342-1400, and always enjoy our interviews on KVUE.com, and check those out, what's coming up on the KVUE.com/calendar page.
And if you miss any of our interviews, log on to KVOE.com and hop into the audio vault. They're all there to listen back to at your convenience.
Yes, sir.
KVOE Live and Local, beautiful start to the day. Sunshine, 40 degrees. Good morning.
The right seed and the right traits give farmers a leg up when it comes to battling weed pressure and resistance issues.